The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're going to talk about Virgo season. We're approaching the Virgo season. That will be on August 22nd, and there's a lot of activity in this next several weeks, about 4 weeks. So there's several key alignments in astrology that I'm going to point out to you. And I have told you before in a few shows back that September would start ramping up. So I want to explain some of that a little bit today and how we can use this energy in a positive way. We look at the astrology here. We've been doing that since everything just started shifting and changing for us so rapidly in the last couple of years. So I've started to look at this, study it, and then ask the angels for insights on that. That's what I'm doing this show with a focus, because I'm looking at, okay, we're seeing this alignment. Then let's see what we can do with this in a positive way and how we can grow through it. Because some of this will feel challenging. Some of it, no. Depends on where and what's going on for you individually. So if this is resonating with you, there's a gift in the upcoming energies, even though they may feel like they're pulling at each other. So I'm going to explain all of that to you today because I think it's important. We're looking to find a way to trust our, what I call an inner compass. That's really your soul, your true self, your true north, however you want to phrase that. But when we follow and trust what comes from within us, you're in alignment. You're in alignment with where your soul path is. You're in alignment with where you want to, you know, that is where you're going to find your peace, because your soul is where the true navigation is. That's where the compass is. You want to be listening to that, your higher self, you know, soul, higher self. That's the part of you that is the truth for you. And the part of you that knows exactly why you are here on Earth and what you want to accomplish. So sometimes we get sidetracked by so much going on that we feel like we're not on our path. We're out of alignment. This energy coming up, it will feel challenging for some. It will challenge you. It will make you question things. But there's a reason for that. And it will also help you go, you know what? I gotta go inward. I gotta trust that. It's not gonna come from outside of yourself. So to start this off, let's talk about the personality of what the Virgo energy is. That comes around on August 22nd every year. That's the Virgo season. But let's talk a little bit about what that means. Okay, what kind of energy is the Virgo? Well, it's an earthy sign. This is all related to astrology. It's earthy. We're coming out of the Leo, which is more fiery. And Virgo is represented by a virgin goddess. That's how it's represented in astrology. But here it's very different. It doesn't mean virgin. It means whole and complete within. Think about what that meaning is, okay? So we got to take it out of this physical world here for a minute. And it means a whole and complete self within. It's all there. Nothing is missing. It's all there. We may not feel that it's all there because we're not in alignment with it. that's what we want to talk about a little bit. So here's the thing about this Virgo energy. When you're in alignment with it, or you work with this energy to improve and strengthen your self-confidence, trusting in your own self, you do what's right for you and you don't worry about what's going to be said about it. You just do what's right for you. Think about the freedom in that. You live by your standards, your rules, not by somebody else's. You answer to yourself. You take responsibility for who you are and the choices you make. It's not about anybody else. It's not about anything outside of you. You see the strength in this energy, how strong that can be? It doesn't look anywhere else but inside for the answers. For which way are we going with this? What are we going to choose in this situation? Right. Okay, now, I want to explain that to you because then we're going to go into some of these other alignments and how, wait a minute, okay, this is all over. Yeah, you're going to feel that, but this is how we can utilize this in a positive way. There's a gift here. That's what we really want to point out, that how there's really something important here. The other thing is you tune into what's right for you inside when you're aligned with this type of energy. So this is the season we're moving into. You're not going to miss anything if you're aligned with that. You're going to feel complete. You'll have this peacefulness about it. And a lot of times that feeling of unrest is because we know we're out of alignment. If you feel restless or you don't feel satisfied with things, now some of these other energies I'm going to talk about will be kind of pulling that out of you, but it's to help you find your inner compass. It's to help you go there. It's to help you, you know what, now this just isn't working. I got to go back. You know, you got to go back within and reconnect with that. And who's navigating for you? Your ego or your higher self, right? This agitation helps us figure that out. You see? And when I asked angels about this, it was amazing because Gabriel has been coming in quite a bit for communication. And I've mentioned that in the last few shows. Gabriel's very strong because it's a communication with your soul. We're going to be focusing with that. So Gabriel's quite strong in this show as well. Communication with yourself, with clarity, like trusting. Do you listen to your soul's urgings? You know, do you listen to that? Do you listen, or do you listen to what something is said outside of you, or somebody else's opinion, or what everybody else thinks you should be doing or shouldn't be doing, or how they approach it and they feel like you should approach it, that, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, all of that is all over the place right now out there, because as a collective, this energy is for all of us. All of us are feeling this in some way. I mean, this whole 2020 year has been like that. And then on a personal note, on a personal level, we're learning how to go and reconnect with that true self that we are. So I see this as a really beautiful opportunity if you make the most of it and acknowledge, you know what, a part that's just bothering me that I don't feel right about, it's trying to tell you something. What is it trying to tell you? So that's a wholeness that you're wanting to reconnect with. You're wanting to connect with the rest of you. When you feel displaced like that, you want to feel that completeness, that whole complete self that the Virgo energy is representing here. So here's something to ask yourself, and this is where you can find the gift, even though it doesn't feel like one at first. When you have made choices in the past, do you have regrets now? Do you regret a decision? Do you feel embarrassed or ashamed of it or something like that? I mean, we've all had things we've chosen that we, you know, oh, okay, that didn't work out so well. But are you carrying around a regret? And the thing is, if you do, how can you be in alignment with your navigation system inside if you're carrying around that regret? Because here's the thing, no regrets here. we really want to put that down. Those are old past. We're not in the past anymore. That's living in the past when you hold on to things from the past. But from this point moving forward, what can we do with this? We can go in and have that intention to choose differently, approach this situation connected with our soul, connected with our true self, and versus making a decision because we made one maybe in the past, maybe 30, 40 years ago, you made one, you know, out of fear, or you made one because that's what everybody else, you know, wanted you to do. So you just did that, keep the peace. Oh, yeah. This energy this year is really upsetting the apple cart on that, because it wants us to be confident and be the individual that we are, but then be a participant in the collective by being who we really are, not an appeaser kind of thing. So you're going to see a lot of different stuff out there. You're going to see conflicting opinions. You're going to see all kinds of things, because the energy is pulling all of that up and out. So things like that can be healed right now. So we will see it as a group, as a collective, as the whole world is going through some things. Then you'll feel it individually in a different way. So we're going to go through a lot of these different things today. And then I'm going to go into some of these alignments while we're in the Virgo season. Now, I just gave you the layout of what a Virgo energy is. Then we're going to go into these different alignments coming up. One of them is quite powerful, one of the key ones of the year. And remember, I said these last 4 months, this is a big deal, because this is how we're setting it up before we get into 2021. This is how we're setting up our choices now. But this energy helps us trust our inner compass. So that's what we want to focus on as we look at the different key alignments that could cause some challenges in different areas. I know. There's a lot there going on. So that's the show today. I want to welcome everyone that is joining us on YouTube. So hello, I see a few people over there. So welcome to the show, guys. Great to see you guys there. Also, you might be watching on Facebook live stream. Our network, Transformation Talk Radio, is streaming it for us over there. And you might just be listening on the archive. I want to welcome everyone. I also want to invite you to, you know, if you want to, I put out an email once a week. I don't do a lot of email like every day, constant. I'm not like that. I know that everything says you should, but I don't do it. I put out one and I put everything in it, the show or anything new I'm putting out there for you guys, which I am working on to release this fall. So if you want to get in on that and know when it's out, you can join the email list. You can unsubscribe if you don't want it, or if you don't want it at all. I don't go there. I just like, if you want to be there, be there. If you don't, you don't. That's how I feel about it. I don't like my email box being filled up like that either. So I just do as I want in return. So that's that. I wanted to let you know, I am working on some things to release this fall. So because this is a big fall for us, this is a big deal last 4 months of the year. So I have pulled everything right now. There's just free stuff over there, information about the show. But I will be filling up what I call the Learning Center over there with all kinds of stuff that you can pick and choose. What you want to work on and study. So that's what is going on in this fall. Different things will be releasing. So I just wanted to let you know that. And that's over at jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. So that's the show alignment. We're going to work with this Virgo season. We're going to work with what angels are guiding us with on this and how we can handle some of the challenges that might come up. And I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start working on this. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Call Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we're going to start diving in here. So, and then after I get some of this out, we'll look at some questions that you may have that you're putting up in the chat. First of all, let's think about this Virgo energy I just described. And under Virgo energy, it does kind of expose or peel back layers or however you want to call that to what you might feel regret about. So what you want to do is ask yourself, this is a big one. Am I feeling regret because I listened to my calling from inside or because I didn't? That's a question to ask. Like, whoa. You know, that makes you stop and go, wait a minute. Whoa. Why did you feel that way? Either way. If you didn't listen to the calling, that's an easier one. Well, it's because I didn't listen to my calling. But if I did listen to my calling and I feel that way, why? Why? Because it didn't turn out perfect? Because it didn't go as planned? These are things you want to ask yourself. This is what it's going to bring up for you to reevaluate and look at. Sometimes it just means it needs a different approach. Sometimes we are just not trusting ourselves, or we make the decision and we wish we hadn't. Now we feel, oh no, what are they going to think of us? That kind of thing. It also will bring it up a lot if you're not used to standing up for yourself, or it's really hard, or it might be the first time you stood up for yourself and the fallback was like, okay, I don't know if I can do this. I get that. I've been there. Been there. So I get that. These are things to ask yourself. Like, whoa, okay. How can I work with that? This energy is really good to work with. I love this energy. My moon sign, my moon in my chart is a Virgo. My moon is Virgo. So I can, and that's all a spiritual side. So I'm like, oh, thank goodness. You know, I like that. I'm noticing in the chat, a lot of people have some Virgo in their charts, or they have it, or they have birthdays in the Virgo. So that's your sun sign, obviously. So here we are. Why are we not standing up for ourselves, or why is it so hard, right? Well, all of this is coming up because we don't want to be disapproved of. This is all coming up to change. This is all coming up. And sometimes it makes you feel really, ooh, you know, this is going to be big. But Virgo energy is about you are whole and complete the way you are when you're aligned with that. When you're aligned with that inner compass, that's when you're whole and complete. That's when it's all in alignment for you. That's where you find your peace. That's where you find your happiness. That's where you'll find your motivation. And here's the thing. You can ask angels for motivation in a lot of areas, but also your alignment with your soul is a huge motivation. They encourage us with that. They encourage us to help, you know, yeah, trust why you're here. Only you can do what your soul came here to do. That we're individuals. We're unique. We may have common goals. We may have different approaches. We have all these different aspects of us, but then we're all part of the same thing, all at the same time. Yes. So now let's look at some of the energies that could play up here in the Virgo season. The first one that's going to come up, these are key. These are kind of big ones, but one of them is August 24. So on August 22, we go into Virgo. 2 days later, August 24, we have the Mars with the square Saturn. That's what they call it in astrology. That one will be active for a couple of months. So let's talk about how that's going to be interesting in the Virgo season, because Mars is the action. That's the motivator. That's action. That's like, take action. Let's do this. Sometimes it can be impatient. It wants it done 5 minutes ago, yesterday. You know, it's, you know, instant, go, go, go. That energy motivates us to move and take action. That's good. We apply it with a Virgo energy. We're going to go within and take action connecting there. Okay. Archangel Michael and your guardian angels are fantastic for this, but also being in that connection here is the motivation too. And Mars is going to have that type of energy to do that. However, here's where it gets weird. It's a Mars square Saturn. Saturn is about boundaries and restriction. So you might feel the tug and pull there, like, wait, I've got all this energy and I want to go. And then Saturn's like, well, wait a minute. We have to look at this a little bit. So you're going to feel, I know, right? But what can we do with that? So you might feel that pull back and forth a little bit. For a couple of months, it'll be like that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It can feel a little frustrating because you want to move forward, but then you feel like something's holding you back. What do? We go inward to the inward compass with the Virgo energy, okay? And we go, okay, I feel a little bit of a restriction here. But when you align there and you find your answers there and what brings that peace and what, you know, does that, that's when you'll know. It's like, okay, I'm going to move. Just, I want to move now, but I can't. And it's like, how am I going to do this? Sometimes this is a gift because we may have been moving too fast and we wished we had waited. We don't want to regret, right? We want to pull back and we want to go, you know what? I could do this better. I just needed to take a breath and reconnect in here and listen a little bit better. And now I can go and approach this much more confidently, being a whole and complete me, you know, whole and complete you. Do you hear that? So that's a big one. That's big. That's on a personal level. On a collective level, you'll see some tension and friction out there, which we have been seeing quite a bit, but you might see that intensify a little bit out there with all the stuff going on out there in the world. because it's a fact, you know, people, you know, they want their freedom. They're trying to figure out how to do that. They want this. You want to trust divine timing here. So if you feel like you want to move, but it won't let you move yet, go inward, listen there. Michael is wonderful for helping you shield up for those types of meditations, for, okay, let's get the distractions out of the way. What's pulling me off the track here? You know, let me be confident. Let me know that it's all right. It's all going to work itself out. I need to wait a little bit. Or you might hear, take action. This is going to be different for everybody. So that's a big one. That's a big one. That one will feel for a couple of months of this back and forth. It's not to make it difficult. It's to help you sort it out. If you sort it out with that intention of a Virgo approach, listening and reconnecting inward, your angels are going to really support you in that. All you've got to do is ask, like, you know, that's my intention. I really want to get reconnected with that. And it might mean you're going to make some major changes. It might mean you're not going to do anything. It might mean you're going to just hold off a little bit. You want to listen to that. You want to listen to what that is. Okay. So now we have another one coming up. Now we're rolling into September, and I will do a whole month of September, but we're focusing on the energies in the next few weeks with Virgo energy right now. So on September 1st, 2nd, depending on where you are, that's a full moon. That's a full moon in Pisces. That one will be amplified by the Mars-Saturn square energy. So you might feel a little more tired. You might feel like you need more rest around that one. You might just feel like, whoa, I'm drained. You know, you're just going to feel that way. It's okay. Take a rest. This one is going to have a lot of, you know, when you have a Pisces moon, it's more psychic, it's more intuitive, it's more spiritual based in nature. So all those connections, you can feel pretty wiped out sometimes. It will make it easier for connecting to your higher self, your inner compass. That's a good one. That's good. That can actually help. So that's on the September 1st and 2nd. So the energy around that moon is going to feel more exciting about opportunities, being connected, feeling that. So we have that to look forward to. So that's a good one. Even though you're going to feel the Mars Saturn, we have a lot of positives in there that are going to help us navigate through this. Now, Mars is square Saturn, right? Okay. We talked about that for a couple of months, but then on September 9th, Mars goes retrograde. And Mars usually goes retrograde every 2 years. But since 1988, this is the first time it's been in Aries. I don't know if anybody can remember 1988. You know? I don't know. Was anybody born in 1988? Yeah. That goes back a ways. So it'd be like, what was going on in 1988? But it's the first time it's going to be retrograde in that energy of Aries. And Aries is that, you know, intense, you know, motivator as well. But when it moves into retrograde, it'll have you reflect over the last couple of years. It'll have you reflect. Now, think about this. This coming on September 9th. To reflect over the last couple of years, over your goals, your projects, your motivation, everything you were striving to do, everything you were applying your energy to, how could we do that in Virgo season? Go inner compass, right? We want to go there. You can do this year round. You don't have to wait for Virgo season to do this. It's just that you're going to find it. You'll find a way and it'll be a little bit easier this way. One step at a time. This is where Archangel Shamuel came in and said, one step at a time. You need some peaceful, you need some slow down. It's okay. Retrogrades help us take time to reflect, slow down, review. Okay, so you're looking at the projects and any kind of goals you had with this type of retrograde. On a collective level, that was personal. On a collective level, this is going to bring a little bit more, you know, you might find that it triggers tension, triggers anger, triggers impatientness, or, you know, just people a little highly sensitive and get irritated quicker. So you want to keep an eye on how you're responding. We can't control how everybody else is responding, but we can do what we do inside. So that 10-second rule really helps here. You know, you can take action on something that you want to be speaking up on or speaking out on, but how are you taking action is what you want to look at. Virgo again, Virgo energy going inward and listening to what that compass is telling you would be the right approach for you, where you can contribute to this collective in a positive way is the way you want to go with that. So you see what I'm saying? Now, we got another one I want to tell you about. September 13, we have Jupiter going direct. Now, Jupiter is the expansion planet, remember? That's the one that's more optimistic. The doors open, opportunities present themselves. This is the one that, you know, you find it easier to just go for it. You go further, you reach out. Because it was retrograde, now it's going to go direct. So see, September has some interesting mix here of all kinds of energy. And one of the best things you can do right now, to me personally, it's one of the most important things we could do in spiritual awakening and moving and working, is aligning with our soul and our inner compass and trusting what's coming from within yourself. That's where you want to find your answers right now. And so I know a lot, right? Now we have another one on September 17. That's the new moon in Virgo. Okay. So this is all in Virgo. And the new moon, that will have a little tension around it as well. So you will see this fiery tension out there. You might even feel it within yourself. But again, go inward. You want to go inward. You really, if you don't take 5 minutes to do this, or you don't have never tried it before, now's a really good time to try it. It's asking you to remember how strong you are on the inside and believe in that. Believe in yourself. Think about that inner compass. That inner compass. So answers that we are looking for are always within ourselves. They always are. But a lot of times we are looking outside of ourselves for that. Now's one of the most important times I've ever seen where we really want to take that seriously and really want to move inward. Okay? So let me take a moment here and go over to chat to see how everything's going on over there and see if we have any questions. If you have them, go ahead and put them up. Let's see. Everybody, mainly good morning, some birthdays. Journey to Becoming Me, she's got a birthday coming up on the 8th. Well, happy birthday to you. We have a lot of birthdays in this time. Which angel can I call on to get my big butt in gear to get back to eating, thinking, and moving in a healthy manner? That would be Raphael and Michael together. They work great in tandem for something like that. Raphael's a healing angel. That includes anything, healing the thinking, healing the eating, healing the physical, healing the emotions. Gentle nudges you'll find. It's like gentle nudges and reminders. You'll be constantly reminded, like, oh, yeah, I should do that different. Michael can give you that strength and stamina, kind of like reminds me of personal trainer, like, yep, you've got this. Let's get a plan together. He's very organized, and, you know, I love working with Michael, and I do work with him nearly every day. I honestly do. But he's like, okay, get a plan, write it down, you know, get a chart, you know, let's do this, you know, give yourself kudos when you do. That's the answer to that one. I hope that helps you. Let's see. Jody's got 3 planets in Virgo in her chart. Wow, awesome. You can utilize this a lot. Even if you don't have it in your chart, you can. It's, you know, but when you do, you feel it more. Maddie, angels have any advice for dealing with the emotions involved with having to walk away from people we love? Who have their own growing to do and doing it with kindness. I'm dealing with that. Okay. You're looking to cut the cord of the emotion that's pulling and hurting. You don't cut the cords completely to people necessarily. You know, like, for example, you have to walk away from some people with the emotions. And then sometimes you completely cut them out. I get that, depending on the situation. But say it's somebody that, no, they're going to be in your life. You just don't want to be attached to that emotion or that pain because that's theirs. You're cutting that in particular. You're going to be more specific with Michael asking to cut the cords that have got that attachment that's causing that effect for you and that difficulty. And then we let it go because, you know, that way they can walk away. It helps everybody on both sides of the cord, really. And if you're going to be focusing, Maddie, on getting in touch within you, that's going to help too. Because what were we talking about earlier with the Virgo energy is you don't worry about what's going on out there. And it's not a self-centered type. It's more you're confident in your choices and you don't second guess them. So that energy is going to help you a lot with that. Donna's remembering 88, born in 69. Yes. Who had the big hair in the 80s? Of course I did. Of course I did. Yes. You remember that, guys? All that. Yeah. That was one heck of a stylish time, right? That was when I was working in gyms as a trainer and high impact aerobic teacher and all that good stuff. Yeah, I was doing a lot of that then. Let's see. For fear of sounding ignorant, what is your chart and how do I find my chart? Oh, what is your chart? We're talking about an astrology chart? No question is that way. Because we don't, you know, I'm going over astrology and giving you highlights out of it because it is very involved and very mathematical. And so kudos to astrologers that really dig in deep because I study it too, but I'm trying to give it to you guys easy. What a chart is when you go in and you have an astrology chart done and it's done to your specific birth date, the time of birth, all kinds of things like that. You can get them online or you can get them with astrologers. I have the software that creates them as well. If anybody is interested in something like that, you can write me over at my website. There's places you can find it for free too. So you just look for that. Let's see. Where else we have another one? Beth is... I work for Tony Robbins. Hey, Beth. Details on the next virtual. Okay, you guys are talking about something else. And big hair. Fashion victim. Beth's a fashion victim. Is that considered a victim? I don't know if that is, but maybe. Don't forget the big hair on the guys, too. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember all of that. Love it. Oh, it's great. And, you know, all the warm-up things, you know, all those things you wore on your legs. What do they call them? He had sweatbands. It's just the whole thing. I mean, when you look back, you go, oh, my goodness, we had it going on, right? A lot of self-expression in those times. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are enjoying the big hair thing. Okay, I'm sure. I know. I still have long hair. I just don't have... It's not out here. So, yes, we had all those spiral perms and all that, right? Here we go. So if we keep going into this season and we look at how we can apply ourselves positively and look into how we can work with the Virgo season, what a beautiful thing here. What a beautiful way to express your truest self by reconnecting with that. So let's take a minute. Let's take a minute and think about how we can do that. What's an affirmation that helps you to connect with that? An affirmation would be, I am whole and complete just the way I am. I am whole and complete within myself. I have all the answers within me. I just have to reconnect. I mean, you're just claiming it. Okay. You're claiming it. I am whole and complete. I have all the answers within me right there. Put that on a piece of paper somewhere to help you remember, or stick it up on your computer, have it remind you in your calendar, whatever. Just know that all you have to do is know that it's there. If you find that you're asking the same questions over and over, are you slowing down enough to listen and go with inward? I notice that people struggle a lot with decisions that they make. They really want to make a big change, or they want to cut some cords, or they want to go in a different direction. They want to let things go or shift out. And they're so tied up in emotional cords, they just feel suffocated and they can't even move because of everything they'll feel when they do it, especially when you're making a big decision that somebody else may or may not like. That, I know. And you're going, all that cord, all that effect. Watch out, empaths. Yes, we feel things, but we also have an inner compass too, just because we're empathic. Empathic has a gift in it, even though it doesn't feel like it sometimes. And think about it if you're an empath. If you absorb things very easily, or situations like that affect you very sensitively, sometimes we don't feel like we can turn it off, but we can control how much we expose ourselves to it. So for me, I know that it taught me balance. It's like I'm there and I work and I help people. But then there's times where, you know, I just need some time to me and not be processing so much energy. Sometimes it's as simple as that. Sometimes that doesn't feel simple. But if you were to take just a few minutes a day and put that intention out there and use the air, you know, I am whole and complete. I have the answers. My intention is to connect with that wholeheartedly. And ask angels to guide you and support you in that, keep you encouraged. They don't do it all for you, but they will help and keep you encouraged and support you, protect you, give you a little insights like, hey, remember, don't forget to tune in and connect with you, because you have an aspect of you that's so unique that you came into this world to bring. And you know, if we were doing something for the world or for doing our part as a contributor, it would be to connect with that. So we are completely aligned with why we came here. If everybody was doing that, it would be amazing, right? But we can work with how we are or we're not. So if I would definitely put this more in a priority position in your life, give yourself time to do it. It makes so much more sense when you can take a few minutes and just listen to what's being said. You'll notice that when you align with that and you align with everything that you have inside you, you'll also be resonating at a higher frequency, which makes it a lot easier to connect with other dimensions, your angels, your guides. But guides and angels, I truly believe they have been sharing that with me so much. It's not about just telling you what to do. They really are supporting you in your soul's journey. And the goal is to be connected with that soul journey. Okay? You see what I mean? And you might find that you thought you were, and then it doesn't feel right. Well, maybe you are, but you just need to tweak how you're approaching it. It may be as simple as that. So I hope that everyone will look at this. Now, as we move into September and we move into the next few weeks, we'll highlight and go into much more detail about some of the different aspects on different shows. I wanted to give you an overview of how there's such a gift in the Virgo season with all these different alignments coming in. We can do quite a bit with that energy. We can work with it in a positive way. You will see challenges sometimes. You might find that other people seem more agitated or highly sensitive, but so will you. You probably will too. remember, they're going through whatever they're going through. Their journey is their journey, and their choices are their choices. You have yours to do. We can only do that by going inside, right? We can only do that inside. So if you've been feeling a bit glum, if you've been feeling frustrated or melancholy or any of that because of so much change, or you just feel like, oh, I don't know, you're nervous about a decision you made, or you have a regret, or you're just like, I don't know. You want to work with that and ask yourself, why do I feel like that? Remember, at the very beginning, I mentioned one of the most important things with the Virgo season in this energy is why, if you feel regret or sadness or anything like that, why do I feel that way? Why do you feel that way? You want to answer that. You want to listen to why you feel like that. And then with the support of angels, absolutely, how can we heal this feeling and raise that up and out of here so we can bust through this and change it up and go in a different direction and find the positives in life and really put some embracing love into a direction that we know fits us, that we know is going to work for us better. Yes, it will affect some things in your life if it's a big change. I mean, you might find people going in and out of your life. But remember, you know, always one door closes, another opens. I mean, that is true. It happens. The energies that we focus on, you want to think about that with law of attraction. We don't want to put the focus on feeling ashamed or feeling bad about something. That's a lower frequency. If it's there, use this energy to help raise you up, to help you release that. It's time to put a regret down. You don't want to have regrets for who you were in the past. I mean, everybody makes choices in life, but if you held yourself to something and you've changed and you want to move in a different direction, you have to forgive yourself. You have to let that go. And I mean, I believe that if we don't allow one another to do that, how can we ever grow past some of this stuff that we're dealing with right now? How can we ever grow past moving forward and going to a higher frequency or completely living 5D or not feeling like we can't be ourselves? All of these questions come up for me when I look at that, like, why can't we put that down and go forward? Why is it so difficult? This energy brings all these things up for healing and releasing. So you will feel it a little bit, but you'll also have opportunity to heal and release it. I hope that everyone understands what I mean by that. I hope that you will take this approach and really think about how whole and complete you are in your soul. And that incomplete feeling that you have that just is constantly nagging at you, that's where you're going to find that complete content, peacefulness. And you might find, and here's the thing, you'll be aligned with it. You'll feel like you're with it. And then all of a sudden it won't. Then all of a sudden it will. And all of a sudden you'll feel like it's back and forth. It does that. You'll feel like you're in alignment, out of alignment. But here's the thing that I want you to take as a positive. Say you get connected and you're like, okay, now I'm in, you know, I feel it. And then you go about life, and then all of a sudden you find yourself off track again. That's going to happen. It's normal. But what are you doing with that? Do you get upset, berate yourself, throw the towel in, that's it, you quit? Or do you go, oh, I feel out of alignment? Do you know why? Because you're not, it's just to let you know, hey, you're going a little off track. It's not to fuss at you. It's not to tell you everything's ruined. It's just to say, hey, oh, you know what? I'm just a little off track. I got to get back on track. Back on track for who? Back on track for what's right for you, not for what's right for somebody else, what's right for you. So when that happens, a lot of people I find, and that's perfectionism coming in, like, okay, I'm going to be on track now, and then that's it. No, you'll be flowing in and out. And the goal is the different nuances that you sense you want to be in tune to when you're going off track sooner than later. Not just go, oh, forget it, I'm off track. I'm never going to get it right. What? No, no, no. I'm throwing out a challenge here for you to look at that differently. Like, no, 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 no. I'm just a little off track. Let me just get back on and keep going. Not it's all ruined. No. That I hear so much. And I know a lot of people feel that frustration with that. Or they feel like they just redundantly can't get past a certain situation. Is it a cord you need to cut? Is it an overanalyzing? Is it a second guessing your choices? All of these things, this energy that we're going to have for the next 4 weeks can really help us a lot. It can help us with so many challenges in life. This is a big one here. It's a pivotal shift that I'm seeing because it's giving everybody an opportunity to see what's not working, which that'll be the uncomfortable part. You'll find it. You'll see it. It's exposing it for you. So you can see, oh, that's the part that's not working for me. As a collective, we'll have that part too. We'll see that too. And then you have all this other optimistic energy coming in that, hey, you know, let's get more connected. I mean, Jupiter going direct, that's fantastic. All these different things that we're seeing here, Pisces, Moon, that's all helping you connect with what we're talking about with that inner compass. So we all have this. We all have it. It's just that we have to choose to connect with it. You know, you want to choose it. And if you find that you fell off track a little bit, it's not the end of the world. It's never too late to just go, oops, fell off. Let me get back in here. And it's not a wrong. It's just, oh, wait, because you'll feel it. You'll feel, you won't feel as content. You won't feel the confidence. You won't feel what you found when you were connected. And so if you have to work on that a little bit at a time, that's okay. Because at the beginning, when you're first starting to do this, it does feel like you go back and forth a lot. All of a sudden, you find yourself back in autopilot doing your routine. And you realize, oh, I did it. Because that's what you're used to. It's kind of like the programs that have been there forever that you operate under. And you're looking for ways to change it and bust up that cycle so you can do things better and differently and more aligned with you. The more that you work on that alignment, the more you won't want to be out of it. The more you won't want to be out of it. I mean, it's as simple as that. So I hope everyone will give it a shot. I hope that everyone will take Virgo season with a positive mindset and see the potential and the gift in it, including all of the things that'll pop up. You're looking for that strength that Virgo gives you, that strength of, I'm making the choices that are right for me. I'm not worrying about what everybody else thinks. Yeah. See, Maddie, that one right there, Pisces right there, Maddie, is going to help you a lot with those questions that she was asking. Our angels are there supporting us to connect with our soul, with our higher self, with our inner compass. That's what we want to do. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed the show. We're out of time. I want to say thank you to everyone showing up and thank you for everyone helping one another. And I wish you all much love and happiness. And we will see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.